As a result of so March, this past March 2026, there's been 203 confirmed tornadoes, and so far in April, the preliminary count right now is 454. Last the 91 to 2020 average is 332. So that means that right now, April, or excuse me, the total, I should say rather, is about 36.7% above average. From the start of the year to April, to the start of April, I should say, that was 181, with the average being 182. So April was actually, so the end of March into the beginning of April was coming in on average, but since then there's been a huge uptick, as you can denote, and that's why now at the end of April, the average has shifted from about average to plus 36%. So it went from a start of 182 tornadoes is the 91 to 2020 average. At the start of April, it was 181, and now it's 454 versus the average would be 332. So that's where that 36% above average comes in. So very, very busy. Things are going up. And interestingly, Chicago and parts of the Midwest, they were actually the hot spot prior to that, so now things are shifting. It's very busy. Let me drop it. All right, so that's the severe, and there's been other things. There's been hail and wind and flooding and other things across the U.S. in addition to the tornadoes, but the tornadoes are sort of the big oddity of that. Africa, still lots of flooding continuing in Madagascar. Mozambique. Mozambique has severe flooding. Madagascar, they actually have a severe drought that's been ongoing, and it's in the south of the island, and they haven't had much rainfall since January, so things have been exacerbated there. And Somalia and Ethiopia, they're also continuing to deal with the drought. It's not been great. Now, some parts of Ethiopia, they've had thunderstorms, so there has been areas that have had localized flash flooding, but largely outside of those areas, drought conditions. And West Africa, so Guinea, Ivory Coast, they've actually had some extreme heat. And again, the heat wave is continuing across Southeast Asia. That's still ongoing. Temperatures haven't been as high as they've been, but still very, 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 very warm. Yeah, Victor Alpha 3, Victor Whiskey X-ray 4ID. And just one other thing that I did want to mention is that there has been a persistent marine heat wave, and it's been off the northeast Pacific coast slash the Pacific coast of Canada. They're having sea surface temperature anomalies that have been persistent for the last several months of about getting as high as about 11 degrees Fahrenheit, 3.5 degrees Celsius. And it's a fairly wide area that's been affected by this. So that has implications for marine life. So that's been ongoing. That's another thing that sort of, I mean, the impact of that it's not felt on land the same way it's felt to sea, but again, it does have an impact on organisms and life in the ocean itself, even though we don't necessarily directly feel the impact from that in a significant, tangible way on land. It's not as if there's you know, a monsoon occurring from it. It's not warm enough to do that, but it is warm enough that on satellite it presents itself as a large anomaly and with the buoy data. And of course, the marine wildlife doesn't like that. If you have fish, salmon, things like that, they want colder waters, so that, you know, it's negative for them and some other types of marine wildlife. So that's the other thing that's been going on. Okay, that's it for the weather right now. Unfortunately, I didn't have time to go through Oceania and some of the other areas, but and there's no tropical weather on the go at this moment. Everything is calm for now. I'll send it back. Oh, you know what? Let me talk about the Air Force bases. I forgot that. Let me drop it. Victor Alpha 3, Victor with the X-ray 4ID. I almost forgot about it. So as I was mentioning before with Air Force bases, this is interesting. This came up because of what happened at Vance Air Force Base. So there are a few Air Force bases in the U.S., and this is an anomaly globally. Nowhere else on Earth this happens as far as military bases and infrastructure go. So the leading contenders for bases that have been hit or have seen the most frequency of tornadoes, the first one is going to be Tinker Air Force Base, which is near Oklahoma City in Oklahoma. And That's typically thought of as the base that's most synonymous with tornado strikes, and that's due to its 1948. So in 1948, they had a double tornado strike that occurred. On March 20th, an F3 tornado went right through the base, and then 5 days later, on March 25th, 1948, they had a second tornado that was also eventually categorized as an F3 that went through the other side of the base, destroying what wasn't destroyed initially. So 5 days apart, they had two F3 tornadoes. And that was actually, this event was so significant, it led eventually to the establishment of the first ever tornado forecasting system, which was run by Faubush and Miller. And I can discuss that another time. But basically, this was sort of the infancy of tornado forecasting to develop from that. And since that occurred in 1948, the base has been struck by or clipped by numerous other tornadoes, including May 3rd, 1999. That was a huge tornado. That was an F5 tornado, and it was part of a larger outbreak. And then they've had significant, they've had many other smaller events in the 2000s and 2010s. So Tinker holds a record for the most reported tornadoes and funnel clouds through their METAR reports. So if you're a pilot, a forecaster, whatever, when they send in reports from the base or weather reports, they have the highest frequency of sending in reports of funnel clouds, which appears as FC, and as well as tornado, which will show up in the METAR. So they have the record for that. And to date, I believe, from what I was looking at, I think they had 12 direct hits since 1948, and they've had about it was hard for me to guess exactly, but it was between 15 and 18 near misses. So that's a lot of tornadoes for any singular spot, and they are sort of in the heart of Tornado Alley. Oklahoma City, so even though Oklahoma City they've been lucky in that they haven't had direct hits, that area is typically the hotspot for tornadoes on the planet. They have the highest frequency of tornadoes there. Let me drop it. Victor Alpha 3, Victor Whiskey X-ray 4ID. The next one is Fort Sill, and this is near Lawton, Oklahoma. So Tinker's very, very busy, but Fort Sill is actually right up with them. They're almost the problem with Fort Sill. Fort Sill has better sight lines than Tinker. So Fort Sill actually has a higher number of visually nearby tornadoes. Their reports are a little less frequent. However, Fort Sill might actually have a higher number of tornadoes that are visually observable from the base than Tinker. Tinker's had the most tornadoes hit the base or scoot right on the base. Fort Sill has a slightly higher number of documented tornadoes touching down near the base. They've actually, it's an artillery range, and they've had a whole bunch over there. So since 1950, there's been 8 direct strikes on Fort Sill. And if you go back to records of 1887, there might actually be 10 tornado strikes on the base. And there's been a whole bunch of other ones that have been within a mile or two of the base gates. They've had significant tornadoes in 1887, 1952, 1978, 1980, 1982. And part of the reasoning for this, too, is that the base is huge. It's 94,000 acres. So it's a much larger target than Tinker Air Force Base. But again, it's a very, very close second for number of tornadoes, and if for visually observable tornadoes, the number is actually slightly higher. However, Tinker still, I believe, has more that have actually hit the base structure or been right on the perimeter of the base, or more significant tornadoes, I should say. But either way, this one is right up there with Tinker. They're almost side by side. Let me drop it.
VE7SLZ.
Yeah, VA3VWX4ID. The next one that comes up, and this, there's been some famous video that's come out of this base, McConnell Air Force Base, and that's in Wichita, Kansas. some of the best video, actually, I should say, there's been fantastic video in the 90s that came out of Vance Air Force Base, and and McConnell Air Force Base. There's a video in 1991 where a huge tornado just basically misses a whole bunch of jets, very expensive jets. So McConnell is another top contender, and it's in southern Kansas, just near Wichita, Kansas. And on April 26, 1991, they actually had an F5 tornado, and this was colloquially known as the Andover tornado, and that actually leveled a significant portion of the base housing, and it damaged several B-1B bombers. It missed a whole bunch of, I don't know if they were F-16s or what, but they look like F-16s, but it missed a whole bunch of those, and the bombers got debris damage, but the bombers just barely missed getting actually hit by the tornado. So another one up there is McConnell Air Force Base. And then after McConnell Air Force Base, we have Vance, which we spoke about earlier. Vance is the next in line. And then just after Vance is Ofut, which is in Nebraska. And that one is, I believe, the Ofut Air Force Base in Nebraska. I think they have the record outside of Oklahoma for the most tornado siren activations. Not getting hit by a tornado, but the most tornado siren activations outside of Oklahoma. So I guess the highest number of false positives or tornadoes nearby, but you couldn't really see them. So those are the four bases. Again, I don't think there's really nothing globally that even comes close. So if you want to see or get hit by a tornado, and you want to be part of the U.S. military, the first place you should go is Tinker Air Force Base, followed by Fort Sill, followed by McConnell, followed by Vance. You'll see severe weather, and you'll probably see a tornado in your career. Okay, that's it for me, Ken, and then we can talk about a super drilling project in China if there's time for that. I'll send it back to you for net control. VA3, VWX.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for that, Tom. It's a good climate update. And any additional stations like to check in with us, or any stations like to check in, or stations we've already checked in, if you have a comment or question for Tom, come on in.
Yeah, morning from down under Kings, the Coach Red Straight Cute.
Hear you, John, and I've got you checked in.
BK2 Delta Yankee, Robert in Sydney, just checking in.
Got your checked in, all right. All right, well, thank you, Tom, for that tonight. And I'm going to just go through in the Sky this week in the Science Trivia Corner. And if you want to come in with your presentation about the drilling in China, I think people will be interested in that. I know I would be. And so let's start off here in the Sky this week, and after that, Science Trivia Corner. In the Sky this week, for those of you interested, June 9th. That's a ways off yet. I'll mention this on further science maps. Venus and Jupiter, they're getting closer and closer together these days, and they're heading to a June 9th conjunction, so you should be able to see that in the northern hemisphere and in the southern hemisphere as well. So look in the evening, and you should be able to see this. If you have a camera, go and take a picture. That would make a very good picture. And a conjunction, usually considered when two objects in the sky appear to be very close together, somewhere between half a degree and 1.3 degrees, sometimes as much as 0.9 degrees angular distance. So it'll be very, very close. We'll take a look. I think you might find that interesting. The next part here, Science Trivia Corner. And if there are any stations that like to join us, if you have a comment, come on in. And then the Science Trivia Corner. For those of you unfamiliar, it's a two-parter. One is a quiz, one is just straight trivia. And the quiz really isn't a quiz. It's just trivia dressed up as a question just to make it look a little bit more, make it that come across a little bit more interesting. It's not a test of knowledge. It's there for a little bit of fun. If you'd like to join us, come on in. Then a science trivia point. Okay, and the first one here, both have to do with radio waves and light. The first one here is why can radio waves